Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from an undisclosed location in the universe, with Insights Radio presents Iggy Garcia, David Tucro, Adrian Arts. Travel with them as they explore all things holistic, metaphysical, spiritual, and self-healing. So sit back and enjoy the ride.
Welcome to WithInsightsRadio.com. I'm Iggy Garcia, and I am live here. And let's see. I'm going to see if I can get everybody to call in. You can call now. I had a little delay. Had a little hiccup, retrograde style. Let me put that on the here. A little retrograde attack. My friend Mark would love that. But let's see if Adriana's on. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, we got attacked by the retrograde.
Ding, ding, ding. Well, I've been on here before and it disconnected me.
Oh, really? All right. I don't know what's going on.
Yes.
My computer decided to just.
Goodbye.
My computer just decided to reset itself like 3 minutes before the show. I'm like, no. Damn you,
funny.
Mark. Damn. It's life. It is what it is. But, yeah, that's life. That's why I made my video. That's why I made my video about laughing, because that was the whole point. You can't take things serious. And if there is a retrograde and we're retrograding back and forth, whatever, who gives a damn anymore? At this point, I don't care. I'm just going to make the best of it. I could be upset and mad and furious. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm not on here. I can't be on. It's just what it is. Nothing you can do.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, finally.
Oh, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. I shaved my beard.
I saw it. I saw a picture. Yeah,
for those
you
of you
look
who...
20 years younger.
Well, that's probably a good thing, isn't it? That means I look 20 years older.
When you have a beard.
Yeah. You know, is that a compliment or no? I'm just joking.
That was a compliment. You do look younger.
That's good.
You have a baby face. So.
Baby face.
Baby
da,
face.
Da, da, da. So what's going on
yeah.
with you? What's new with you?
Well, I cut my hair off.
Cut your hair off. I don't even want to know.
Did.
Like off? Like short? Like.
It's.
I'm curious.
For me, it's short. It's short.
Yeah, but what is short? I mean, my version of short is much different than yours.
It's just a little bit below my shoulders, but that's like short for me. So
wow, that's a lot of hair.
Yeah. It was about probably 7 inches at least. But
wow.
Yeah, I feel a lot lighter. I guess I was maybe it's the plutonian influence getting rid of what doesn't serve you and. You know, cutting things off that you don't need. So.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's why I kind of shaved my beard. I was just like, I felt kind of itchy, and it was kind of hot, and I felt dirty a little bit. So I cut it off, and now I'm touching my face right now. It's kind of funny. It's like a little baby butt with a little bit of scrubble in it.
So.
Well, first of all, what I want to start off with, okay, is I want to let everybody know that David Tucros has taken a little break from being on the shows and stuff. So I'm not sure when he's going to come back or what his ideas are, but I want to thank David for his contribution to With Insights Radio and everything he's done with us here on the show. He's a good friend of mine. He's a good friend of yours and a lot of other people. And he's going another direction right now. And I want to wish him luck. And I want to wish him the best in his new endeavors, whatever he'll be doing. We still talk. We're still friends. But, you know, he just wanted to go a different route right now with his work. So I just want to say thanks to David.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, David. You're a big influence on a lot of people's lives, mine included. So,
mm-hmm.
love you, and hope that you go along your path the way that you're meant to go. And
absolutely.
We love you. Yeah. Sometimes, you know,
yep.
you're called in different directions, and you can't question it. It wouldn't do you any good if you did, you know. When you're called, you're called.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, you got to do it.
You
like
know,
you said.
There's something... Yeah, there's something there or around the corner that he might not even know what it is or why, but he is, I'm
true.
Sure, going to find out, you know?
True.
That's just how it works, so.
Well, you got to follow your
my
heart,
whole
too.
Life,
if your heart's telling you one thing,
yeah.
you got to follow it, you know?
So, you know, some strange things happened to me when I moved in here, and pretty much that's kind of how I was led to you guys, so. Some strange
yeah.
things were happening, and I, you know, my curiosity just, I had to explore some different avenues, and that is how I came to meet both of you, so I'm very
mm-hmm.
grateful. You guys have been in my life. You both have had a tremendous influence and effect on my life, and have opened, helped open my eyes even more in other directions, other avenues, so. You know, you just you just have to follow that. And
somehow I
heart.
Talked you to be on the air with me.
Yes, you did. I'm not sure how that happened, but yes, you did.
I don't know. Here you are. I'm glad to have you on.
Well,
so it's
going to
be the Iggy Garcia and Adriana art show for a while.
Yeah, okay. That's all right.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sure David will come back someday. I know. I kind of
uh-huh.
know David a little bit. I kind of know his little pattern there. I know you, David. If you're listening, I know you.
Uh-huh.
I love David. He's my best buddy. Yeah, but, you know, I was thinking today, because that really didn't do a whole lot this weekend. It was kind of boring, actually. I guess I'm boring for this weekend. So I don't have a whole lot to share.
I don't either.
So. Yeah, I don't know. This weekend was just kind of, it was kind of cold, and then it got warm. I don't know, just it
well,
wasn't too exciting.
I did some things around the house. So
mm-hmm.
I
did a sweat lodge.
Stairs.
I mean, I can't say. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm preparing my home for visitors and some changes, you know. I've been...
Mm-hmm.
doing some things around here that have just kind of changed my surroundings. But, I was productive and, you know, with what I needed to get accomplished. And I just kind of really worked on my nesting. It was nesting also in a way. I kind of worked on that all weekend up until I finished yesterday early evening, and then I said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I want some wings, so I'm going out. That was really the only time I went out. So.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And I stopped by briefly and picked up some wings, too.
Yeah, tell me about your sweat.
It was pretty hard. It was pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
I was really, it was supposed to be a Hayoka sweat, so I went in there with a little bit of a different intention. Just kind of prepare myself for the joking and the tug and pull that Hayokas go through. But I decided that at one point that it wasn't going to be a Hayoka sweat because they told us it's not going to be a Hayoka sweat. I'm like, okay, that's good. But you got all the Hayokas here. It's still a Hayoka sweat. So when Sacred Cloud Medicine is called. What's
for
that?
Some of our listeners who might not know what a Hayoka is, would you like to?
The best definition I can give you, the Hayoka is a sacred clown. that is in different cultures. They call them different things, court gesture, and Native American history. It's the contrary to what's going on. Like, for example, if you're doing ceremony, like the ceremonies I do, like if I'm doing a pipe ceremony, they'll contradict the pipe ceremony. They'll go against it, you know, go backwards, or they'll just be funny and joking and interject. There's different levels of hayoka, different types of hayokas. Some are very disruptive, and that's their whole purpose, is to disrupt and, you know, just make it feel very uncomfortable and challenge everybody's belief system.
The purpose behind that is just to challenge?
Well, the thing is, what happens sometimes, we get stuck in dogma. We get stuck in certain belief systems, and then we aren't able to see, you know, the forest because of the trees and because of the mountain. You know, we kind of get locked into our own little mind. Well, the Hayoka is there to challenge your ego, challenge your mind, challenge everything that you've ever thought about yourself. It may seem very disrespectful from somebody looking in to the group, and they may say, "Oh my God, this person is very disruptive. This person is very rude. Blah blah blah." But you know what? Uh-huh. They're not. I mean, anybody. And you have to know how to speak to Hayokas too. So I'll get on that here in a second. But the Hayoka is there to remind you that, you know, life's not so serious, and you don't have to be so serious all the time. And plus, when they're in mourning, some people become Hayokas and they do everything the opposite of what they ever did. So Hayoka medicine is very powerful clown medicine. And in Native American, you know, traditions, there are Hayokas and others are not. But in the work that I do, it's very Hayoka, very comedic, you know, type of medicine. That's my Hayoka medicine. It's not really to contradict and to be disruptive, but it's there to be, to remind us that, you know, hey, you know, even though in the seriousness, we need to laugh. And the good Hayoka also knows when to interject. Some Hayokas are very interjective all the time, blah, blah, blah. And then they find themselves getting pushed out, beat up or whatever. And some people get really, 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 really triggered by it. And that's the whole purpose of the Hayoka, to be triggered, to be, you know, push you out of your element, push you out of your comfort zone. Now, the way you speak to Hayoka is in reverse. So if you want the Hayoka to come, you tell the Hayoka not to come. Or you say, hey, come to the sweat. So what's that mean? Everything's backwards to them. Everything they perceive everything wrong. I'm not going to the sweat. So that means they're coming to the sweat. I said, you're welcome to come to the sweat. Mm-hmm. So that means you're not welcome to come to the sweat. So you have to figure out your language with them, because the language, when you speak to Hayoka, is very precise. And when they hear it that way. So everything, this is a very sacred pipe ceremony. And then the Hayoka will say, no, it's not sacred. The only thing sacred about it is that you call it sacred, you know, for example. And then, you know, they'll jump over the mound, you know, of rocks that are there. And just really, some people get really mad and get really triggered by them. Mm-hmm. It's a good reflection. It's a good mirror. It's a good way to say, hey, you know what? You got like a butt. You got to stick up your butt, you know? And you really need to take it out. That's what the Hayoka does.
About yourself.
Hey, what's that?
Feeling that about yourself. I said feeling that way about yourself.
Yeah, and the Hayoka is also going through his transformation, or she's going through her transformation. They're also going through their healing process, because they were also stuck in that belief system that everything had to be dogmatic. And so when they're in there challenging, they're also playing the mirror role into themselves, you know, that this is sacred. This is powerful medicine. This is respectful. And so to be Hayoka is very powerful. Sometimes you just know you're Hayoka, and then sometimes your tribe or your clan or your group name you Hayoka. But you know when you're Hayoka. There's no ands if about it. You know, you just are. Like I kind of knew that I was. But you know, and when I was told that, you know, I have clown medicine and coyote medicine, that was pretty evident. You know that that the work I do, you know, portrays that. I mean, just like today, I made that video before we aired on the show, the laughing out loud video for my 1 minute changes that I do. And you know, it's something to get your mind thinking and to kind of get going. That's Hayoka medicine, as a reminder. Hey, we got 1 minute to do it, and that's it. So you better do it.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom. You know, you can wait 30 minutes, an hour, 2 days to laugh, whatever. Why not laugh now?
Right on.
So that's That's a good definition of Hayuk, I think. I mean, it's a little longer than the Webster Dictionary version, but
yeah,
you're welcome.
I'm sure there's some listeners out there that did not know what a Hayoka was. So now back to the original talking about your sweat, and it was supposed to be a Hayoka, and then what?
Well,
when you got there. How was your sweat? You said it was like
sweat. So what happened was, basically, you know, when you go into the Hayoka, you know, sweat, you're thinking that you're going to be processing some really strong stuff, and you're going to be challenging each other, one another, and it's going to be disruptive. But it's not. It's just like a group of people who just resonate into one certain type of energy. And so the Hayokas did show up. They were there. The ones who were Hayokas, they came. So even though it wasn't a Hayoka sweat per se, because the guy who actually did it doesn't think himself as a Hayoka, he was in the presence. He was in the presence of a lot of clown medicine. And a lot of, you know, sometimes those guys and those women who make you laugh and the ones who really kind of bring the best out of you sometimes are sometimes the people who are suffering the most, or people who are really, you know, hurting. And they're the ones who have been hurt. And so they find things through humor and trying to make other people laugh, giggle, you know, just run the emotion, the gamut of emotions. Those are the ones who, you know, always kind of look kind of strong. You always look at me, oh, these guys are funny. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes we're the ones who are in a lot of pain because we don't know how to express it through tears. We don't know how to express it through anger. We don't know how to express it. So we express it through laughter, because laughter is one of the highest forms of pain. You ever try to tickle a little kid, you know, at first it's funny and he's giggling, but then it gets to a point where it starts to become very painful. You know, when someone starts tickling you and you tell them to stop, and it becomes very violating at that point. So, you know, laughing and tickling and all that stuff, that's very, very powerful, you know, stuff, you know, when you start to, you know, start to think about, because those endorphins begin to release and those chemicals start to release into your body. Everything's fun for a moment. Then, you know, my mom always used to say, you know, you guys are laughing too much. Someone's going to end up crying. And I never understood what that meant until, you know, you go through the process. And so eventually, you get to the point where it's not funny anymore and it's not comfortable anymore. And then eventually you just kind of, what's left, you become very angry. You become very sad. You become very reserved. You actually, sometimes you just let go and fall into the darkness of that. And you let yourself just be absorbed by that. So laughter is powerful medicine, and it releases a lot of things inside of us that we wouldn't necessarily release on a regular basis. So that's why we laugh when we see comedy. That's why we laugh when someone tells a joke. You know, Robin Williams is a good example. You know, he was a Hayoka in his own work, in his own medicine, in his movie making, his comedic, you know, roles that he did, in his shows that he did. But he was in very, very, you know, painful place in his mind, in his body. No one will ever truly know what went through his mind. We can only guess because, you know, prognosis and how he was diagnosed and you know, the doctor evaluated him. You know, a little belief by something or by someone can alter and change you. So I can only imagine, you know, when someone told, you know, Robin Williams, hey, you know, you're probably bipolar, blah, blah, blah. There's a part of you that starts to believe that. There's a part of you that starts to embrace that and tries to say no, but deep down inside, you're like, yeah, maybe I am. And maybe, you know, and sometimes they don't know when to stop. They don't know when to quit because, you know, their pain is so intense. And I'm like you guys, you know, you've seen me. I go out of my way to make people laugh, go out of my way to make people, you know, feel their emotions. Because I've been in traumatic situations. I've had trauma. I've had things. And they don't affect me nearly as much as they used to, but it's there. And, you know, and everybody, every human being who walks this planet has those emotions and feelings. And some of us just learn how to deal with them in a different way. Some of us become very angry. Some of us become very resentful. Some of us become just very clowny. You know, we become very, you know, goofballs about it. You know, we hide behind these different masks. But we all have some kind of pain, some kind of trauma. And at some point we learn how to deal with it. At some point we know how to embrace it. And then some other times we don't. And we have a massive breakdown. And we have a massive emotional spill. And sometimes we just cry.
Or you just keep it all inside and bottled up.
Yeah, you know how that
and
goes.
And then explodes years later, you know?
And it's like a champagne bottle. You shake it enough, and when you pop the cork.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
I hope I answered your question. I think I did. I
yeah.
may have gone a little too far on it.
Well, you had a good a sweat, though. How long does a normal sweat take? Or does
well,
it just
let's
depend
see.
On how many people?
It depends on, number one, the number of people. Number
mm-hmm.
two, it started at 9:30. And so it was probably over by 12:30-ish, some sorts. It can last 2 to 3 hours,
mm-hmm.
sometimes four, depending on the group
mm-hmm.
and what you're processing, what you're going through.
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, every sweat's different and every facilitator's different. So the way they process and the way they share their medicine and the way they share their stories and the way they allow
mm-hmm.
you to share your stories is what determines how long they're going to be. Mike, for example, my friend Mike, who did the sweat, he's half Cree Indian. They
uh-huh.
they have their own style. His is very like sharing, involving, talking, and he's very gentle. He's a very quiet person. He's not like a very boisterous person, and so he will go out of his way to just make you feel comfortable that way.
Hmm.
Just he makes you feel good.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm the other extreme, you know. I am gentle too, but I have a lot of humor in my sweat. I have a lot of storytelling in the sweats when I facilitate them. I want to create visuals. I want to create the different things that, you know, relax your ego, relax your mind. So because being in the dark and being in that heat, you know, your mind, the only thing you're thinking about is staying cool, and your body's saying, "Well, I'm going
uh-huh.
to keep you alive, brother. I'm going to keep you alive. I'm going to make you sweat all over." So you start to sweat. And eventually you don't sweat anymore from your pores, you know, on your skin. And it starts to draw from all the organs in your body. It starts pulling all those toxins out. And that's what cools you down later. Next. That's your next level. And then after that, that's why you only stay for a period of time, because you have to actually allow your body to heal itself. So it's a spiritual healing and it's a physical healing all at once. So it's a good way to get rid of ailments, good way to you know, help your mind to, you know,
uh-huh.
process. And that's what the good thing about sweats. Now, sweats aren't for everybody because they're pretty powerful. And some people physically can't handle them. And you have to be aware of your body. You have to know your body. Can you stand the heat? Do you have high blood pressure?
Uh-huh.
Do you have
uh-huh.
heart issues? Do you have psychotic you know, issues with your mind where you take, you know, pills to keep your mind from, you know, going off into the
uh-huh.
deep end. Those things, you have to be aware of that. You have to be able to, because the person facilitating has to know how to deal with you, handle you. And some facilitators
uh-huh.
won't let somebody in with who has high blood pressure, somebody who has heart disease or anything. They have the right to refuse entry into the lodge
uh-huh.
on those three,
dangerous.
On those three bases for
yeah.
that person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for that person, for sure. You know, that's very, it's
my,
a controlled area, but
I
it's
have a
not
hard
at the same time.
Myself, personally, I have a lot of, a hard time, and I have for a long time, I've had a hard time handling heat. I'm
mm-hmm.
easy to become overheated, whether it's just from being dressed in layers, or I can get overheated from being hungry. I know that sounds crazy, but I can actually feel like I'm overheated and pass out and drop like a fly. I could get overheated in the sun, laying in the sun too long. I have to be around water. I cannot lay in the sun without being around a body of water of some sort. I almost had a heat stroke when I was like 18 years old. And I've never done that again, so just from laying in the sun. But, yeah, I got deathly ill from being overheated. So I'm curious about a sweat, and I'd like to try one.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd be able to stay in there for very long. I know my body. I know
mm-hmm.
When I feel like I'm going to pass out, that hits me in an instant. I don't have a whole lot of warning for something mm-hmm. like that. And it's pretty scary for me, too, because when you, I've always done that, even from a little child, really young, like 4 years old, mm-hmm. 5 years old, my mother actually took me to the doctors and they did brainwave tests and everything to try to find out why I would just drop like a fly. I'd pass out over any number of things that I usually was overheated and I'd break out, of course, in a sweat. But then it would end up being like a cold, clammy sweat. And the doctors never did figure out what was wrong with me. So what would make me do that? And so it's always been scary for me. I can kind of feel like a fainting attack coming on. But the first indication is I get really hot. My inside, I get really hot really fast, to where it's like nauseating. And then the next thing I know, my head's dizzy and I'm trying to sit down and put my head down, you know, but be in a sitting position and get my head down between my knees. That's one way to stop yourself from passing out. You know, but it's been strange for me. That's why I'm curious about a sweat and I'd like to partake in one, but I don't think I could stay in one for the whole length of time,
Mm-hmm.
And according to what you've told me, some people will let you leave, and then depending on who's facilitating, and then there's some people
yeah.
that might not let you leave. So
right.
I don't like that aspect of, you know, if I was going to go through one, not being able to leave if I needed or wanted to. That'd be very dangerous for me personally, and I know that. So,
well, if you
that
were
could be dangerous.
In the sweat with me personally, in when I facilitate,
mm-hmm.
and you felt like you needed to leave, I would open the door and say, "Hey, you know what? She needs to get out." That's for me.
Yeah.
That's for me. It's
right.
not a cop out. It's not a macho gig. It's not, you know, I'm the who's the strongest mm-hmm. sweater. You know, when you're done, you're done.
But aren't there
if
other
it's
things
one,
that a person could partake also that. Maybe that
sure.
isn't able to handle the heat. There's other things that they could do,
sure.
like drumming or prayers or
you can drum.
The fire
you can hold space outside. Yes,
mm-hmm.
you can hold space outside. You can actually help build the fire too, or maybe help tend, depending on who's the facilitator, who he or she elects to
mm-hmm.
be the fire keeper. Yeah, there's all kinds of things you can do. Now, you know, inside Swell Lodge, we're it's all about praying. It's all about releasing. It's all about setting intentions, about, you know, healing those deep wounds about, you know, that we harbor inside ourselves. And
mm-hmm.
And you might have to go to several sweats before you can actually release and let go. Because it's not always comfortable sometimes for some people to just open up. But the Sweat Lodge
mm-hmm.
breaks you down. The Sweat Lodge emotionally opens you up. And so you come to the point where you're just kind of like, I got to share this with everybody. Because, you know, your story you're sharing is probably no different than the person sitting next to you. You might think that that person looks fine, there's nothing wrong with them. But you'll be surprised the things you hear and the things that you release together
mm-hmm.
and what's happening. You know, I saw grown men crying last night, you know, yesterday. They were bawling like little kids, you know, like little babies. I mean, I had my moments too, but I witnessed, you know, them just letting go of things that have been holding them back, and in stories about, you know, what's going on in their lives and why they feel like they can't move forward and what's going on and all the judgment they
mm-hmm.
hold against other people. You hear all kinds of things. People are very judgmental. You know, it's the friends that they hurt, you know,
mm-hmm.
because of the stupid election over one person, you know, over two people that
right.
have it doesn't matter in their lives what they said, you know, but you know, they cut friends and family off, some of these people, because they were so angry because they didn't get their way. And, you know, they were so
mm-hmm.
angry because, you know, some people were abused. They were so angry because, and they were so sad and broken because of the way they treated, you know, their family members. So it ran the whole gamut yesterday. Man, there was also people who were very joyful and very happy to be in the sweat, to be very, to be partaking and sharing, you know, with each other, those emotions, singing, laughing, and, you know, it goes up and down, it goes all over. And it's nice to be in a safe place like that where you can express and share. And then you become connected with these people. You know, you become connected with them in ways that you don't even realize right away, or maybe later you do. But it's powerful medicine. You know, you start to see aspects of yourself through them and them through you. And I think that's the big thing, is that we're not all very different. We're all much more alike than we think.
Interesting.
Yeah, let's take a real quick break. And I don't know if Mark was going to come on or not. Did you ever get a hold of him?
Did I? No. Yeah. Was I supposed to?
Yeah, okay.
I thought you were going to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to. I guess we're not going to have Mark. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. WithInsights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Welcome back to Hayoka Network. I'm Miggy Garcia with Adriana Arts. And we hope you're enjoying our show. We're just kind of hanging out and chilling and talking about this weekend sweat. She kind of took us on that path, so I'm kind of grateful for that. Don't get to talk about that too much. So, sit back and enjoy the show.
Welcome back.
All right, we're back. Welcome back, Adriana.
Thank you.
All right.
It's good to be here.
It's good to be here. That's for sure.
That's right.
So let's see. I want to take some callers. Are you ready for that yet, or do you want to hit a topic real quick?
If you have any, that's fine.
Okay. And their numbers don't come up here, so I'm not sure who's on here. So, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's your name?
Hi there. Hi, this is Vicky calling from Washington, D.C.
All right, Vicky. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Retrograde kicked me off probably about 3 or 4 times. I had to call back in.
Down about the retrograde.
It kicked me off a few people. It kicked me off.
I know. I'm like, okay.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So
going
what's going
on?
You both ask a question at the same time. I'm kind of torn because I have 2 questions, and I know usually 1 question. But my first question is pertaining to work. What exactly, what type of energy are you picking up? I'm working on a contract, not sure whether it's coming to an end or if they will extend.
All right. Give us a second here to shuffle cards. And why don't you pick on a couple numbers? Let me see. Give me 3 numbers in 1 through 10. So just pick some numbers.
You said some
3 times.
1 through 10, 3 numbers.
Yeah.
4.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 4, 1. 2, 3, and 4. Okay, another one.
8.
1, 2,
One.
Okay, that was easy.
I know, right?
I like easy. Okay, here we go. As Adriana's channeling, I'll see what cards we pulled up here. I'm using the Animal Totem deck cards. And I have three cards for you. Since you've been patiently waiting and been knocked off by the retrograde.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Here we go. The first card I pulled. Yeah, I'm just going to read them off first and then I'll come back to them. The first one I picked is the elephant. The elephant's about resolve. You overcome any obstacle. So picture an elephant in your head. Resolve, overcoming obstacles. Number two, I picked the raccoon. And the raccoon is about resourcefulness. You have the resources you need. Okay. Number three is the giraffe. It's about foresight. You're able to see what's in store for you in the future. Now, when I'm looking at all these creatures, two of them are not from this continent. The raccoon, I'm sure there's raccoons everywhere, but I'm going to think more North American. So I'm looking at the elephant, and anything that we know about elephants is that they're pretty big, and they're pretty smart, and they don't forget things. And the raccoon, he's kind of wears a little mask, he's kind of like a little Hayoka, a little medicine animal. And so inside that mask, sometimes we are misinterpreted. People look at us and they may see something else other than what they're really looking at. The raccoon is like a bear, has bear medicine. It can be very big when it needs to be, very small when it has to be. And the giraffe is about seeing further than we are right now, to being able to go higher and above. So it's kind of like an east door medicine wheel type of a reed. So your elephant is very powerful, very strong, overcoming obstacles. So, you know, anybody who knows elephants is big. So you're looking for the job and you're looking for things about it. Am I going to get a new job? Am I going to move into a new position? It doesn't feel like you're going to move into a new position where you're at. Now, there is opportunity coming, I feel. It's a little bit in the gray area right now, which is kind of funny. The elephant's kind of gray. But there's something about renewing and actually working on resume and searching and being very specific on what you want. And that's kind of what the elephant's getting to me, to working into the raccoon card. As I look at the raccoon, you have the resources, you know what you're doing. And the thing is knowing your value and where you are and what you would like to accomplish and being like the raccoon. Now, here's the thing about raccoon. Raccoon doesn't have like saliva glands. It actually has to eat by the water or near water in order to break the food down. So there is aspects of ourselves that we have to find our limitations and the weaknesses that we have inside of ourselves, the things that we don't necessarily are able to do. For example, like the raccoon needs water to break food down so it can digest. And, you know, you might want to look into yourself, go inside a little bit and see where am I lacking? What can I improve? Where can I become better? Raccoon is kind of telling me, you know, take the mask off and look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, hey, you know, where can we improve? When we go to that job interview, when we go to this resume has been passed out, what can we improve on? Now, the giraffe is about future. It's about projecting and seeing forward. Now, when you look at the giraffe, it's very patterned. It has a lot of patterns all through its body. It's almost like a jigsaw puzzle. Now, there's pieces and parts of you that you're always going to be working on and pieces and parts of you you're going to put them back together. Some parts won't fit, some parts won't. But you're always going to be going forward. You're always going to be going to the future. But while you're going forward in the future, the giraffe is also there to remind you to be present in the moment, to be here right where you're at. Sometimes we go too far ahead, and sometimes we go too far back. And where are we now? What do we need to do now? So what I'm picking up from these cards is, there's a lot of green in the cards, so it's about actually getting out. This may sound a little off from your read for the job, but it's about getting out into nature a little bit, to getting out into the green. Now we're in spring, things are blooming, things are evolving, things are, you know, are living. We've come out of the darkness in the winter. Now it's time to embrace, you know, the spring. So with that, that's the read for the cards that I have for you.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I have one for you.
Go ahead.
Well, if you have another question for him, please go ahead.
Well, I was trying to see, so to sum it up, at times I have a tendency to overanalyze. To sum it up is the contract at a standstill, or I'm okay for right now?
Most of the contracts you're going to be working with right now, they're ready to move, but they're not ready to move. You know what I'm saying? It's at a standstill. And that's why it's for you to be ready and get prepared in this moment you are, and to be out in nature, to be out, you know, with the animals. I mean, you might have to go to the zoo maybe. Maybe that's what the animals are saying today, to get out with them and be with them and see how they work through life and how they just go through life. They don't need cars. They don't need planes. They don't have to pay electric bills. We do, because that's the life we choose to be in. But be like the animals a little bit. Just let go a little bit. Things will work its way out. And Adriana, anything you want to add to her read?
Yeah, I have my own read for you, Vicki. There seems to be a woman, an older woman, who's more than likely sandy-haired, maybe with some gray in it. If this is not your description, and I don't believe that it is, but I could be wrong, then this woman is someone that I believe has an opportunity or an offer for you. This opportunity will involve taking a trip, though. There's some travel with it. My cards actually indicate a trip is in store for you that you would have to take. It could be not a long trip, but it would be a trip and probably over a body of water, whether it's a river, a lake, the ocean, causeway, something like that. But there is a trip. This trip is not really beneficial or profitable for you, but it does look like you're going to be taking one pretty soon. And I think it's going to be to scope out an offer from a woman of this description who's probably sandy-haired a little bit. She's older. She's probably, I want to say, in her 50s. She's not real old, but probably an older woman in her 50s. And I think there's some gray in her hair, and for some reason I'm seeing glasses. So this trip that this woman, this opportunity around this woman that involves a trip, this trip, like I said, is not going to be a profitable thing for you. However, after the trip, there is something that you're really wishing or hoping for. I don't know if it's an opportunity with a specific company or a specific job, a contract with a specific company, or a chain or something of companies. But there's something that you're wishing or hoping for. Your wish card shows up. And this, your wish card shows up indicating that you will get your wish, whether it's for this job opportunity with a specific person or company. And around this is your high hopes and dreams card is right next to this wish card. So those two are running hand in hand, and they are indicated as actually coming your way. There is also I'm not sure if they're business partners or a husband and wife team, but they're younger. They're younger than you are. And they're very dark haired, very dark eyed, and probably dark skinned. They are either business partners or a married couple that fit this description, but they follow your wish card and your high hopes and dreams here. So I think there might be a couple of opportunities. The first one from this woman, the first woman I described, that involves taking a trip to go check something out that has to do with this thing, that's not really the one for you. There's another opportunity coming, and it's with something that you are wishing for, or with a company or someone that you're wishing for. That's what's coming after the fact. And this, either business partners or married couple that could own a business that fit this description, are the ones to bring that about. Now, I'm not sure what your, you said you had two questions, and I'm not sure what the second question was
pertaining to relationship.
Well, I already pulled a card for your second question, so I'm going to go ahead and give that to you also. And it's from a whole different deck. This is from an oracle deck that my friend Diggy gave me. And I pulled them out for you. And this is involving your second question. And the mouse represents looking inside yourself for the answers about that. So that's what I have for you. Now you can go ahead and ask Diggy the second question.
Well, that was the second question I was asking about relationships, you know.
All right. I hope we got some answers out of that today. We appreciate you calling.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
You
You're welcome.
Fun. Thank you.
Bye. Night. Thank you.
Very good. All right, let's see something here real quick. I wanted to go into a little bit of a break really quick so we can gather ourselves, since we have other callers. Those of you who would like to have readings, our number is 646-595-3440, 646-595-3440, and we will be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. WithInsights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Welcome back to WithInsightsRadio.com. I'm Iggy Garcia with Adriana Arts. We are here live at an undisclosed location in the universe. We hope you're enjoying our show. And we kind of talked a little bit about, you know, our day, a little bit about sweats and stuff. Right now we're kind of moving into the reading aspect of our show. Those of you who have questions, we just ask to keep them to a minimum. You will get two different types of readings here. Adriana does her style and I do my style. So sometimes she's very specific in where she's going, and mine is kind of more different type of view, you know, through animals and through spirit. So they're all through spirit, but the way we share it and the way we, you know, share it with you is different. So when you read it, when you hear the read, some of the interpretation has to be built in your mind too. You have to work through it, what she's saying, what he's saying, what's really going on, what's happening. So if you're asking for a relationship question and we veer off into health issues or something, there's parts of those aspects that means that you, in order to get to where you want to be, you have to go through another channel. You want to be well, you want to be better, you want relationships, well, then you might have to work on certain aspects of your health, certain aspects of, you know, finances in order to get to where you need to be. So would you agree with that, Adriana, mm-hmm. to some degree? Okay.
I would. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Very good. So let me go through here through the callers. And here we go. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello. Oh, hi.
Hi.
I would love a reading.
Right.
I haven't had one. I usually do them. So
okay.
I would just love, I've had a lot of people passing lately, and I was just wondering, if anyone could pick up on possible messages or how they might be giving me messages, because I get so many messages from the other side, so I'm not specific on, like, who is what and what is giving me what. You know, I'm sure you've had that happen. Like, so I was just wondering if maybe one of you guys could pick up on the one that just passed around 5 days ago.
Okay, let me... I'm getting a feeling that I'm just going to draw the card, and you'll probably be able to feel what that card energetically means. So I'm going to shuffle real quick.
Sure.
And then number through 1 through 10, please.
10.
Okay. You know, I had a feeling you're going to go with 10. I don't know why. Okay, here's number 10. I'm going to flip the card here. I'm just going to read the card because something's telling me that you will understand when I flip this card. I'm not sure what it is yet, and I'm going to turn it now. Spirit picked the card. I didn't pick it. The Badger card. It's about perseverance. Dig in and see it through completion. Don't know what that means. I have no read. The spirit from you is just saying, give her the card. She'll understand. Maybe not now. Maybe later.
Yeah. Okay.
There's something that you're really focusing on or going through or something you need to.
Well, you know, I feel kind of at that place too, that spring is here and I'm just kind of exploring new possibilities of expanding my practice and my business. And so, yeah, so digging in deeper is definitely... I hear that one, you know, it's just time to really go deeper into my work and, you know, maybe be more seen. You know what I mean? I feel like the winter was a very quiet place for me, and now I'm starting to kind of blossom. So, yeah, that makes sense for sure. Yeah.
And seeing the completion and being just going through the perseverance of doing it. Sometimes as healers, I know we can kind of fall into our own little traps of our mind, and because we work with so many people, and they kind of put us on a pedestal sometimes, and we have to remind them that we are human too, and they have gifts too.
Right, absolutely.
And
I think that has been my issue too. I think I've been taking a lot of time just to, you know, regroup and take care of what's necessary, and so I'm kind of reentering again, you know, back into my work and my. So it's been, you know, that does sound more like it, like to really dig in and to kind of, you know, get more grounded in it again. And I like that feeling. It feels really, I'm ready, you know, that feeling of like, yes, I can do this. And I've cleared away and worked with people. And I'm a body worker as well, but I do healing work as well. So I feel like I've been kind of doing one and not the other, you know, and now I feel like kind of ready to do both. Yeah.
Maybe that's where the number two came into my mind, that you were going to be presented with two people were going to present to you, and just have to kind of be focused on which direction you're going to go. Find the balance and the harmony and what you're going to do. But that's all I'm getting. So I'm going to defer over to Adriana and go from there. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I have a lot of face cards in here for you, which are going to be descriptions of people. So I don't know who they are, but there's a good chance you're going to, since these are for you. This starts out with a letter or a message that was received directly to you, and it was either from or about an older woman who was probably white or gray haired, but she was in her at least 60s or more, 70s. She's definitely an older woman. It just starts out as a message that came directly to you, whether it was a phone call or someone stopped over to tell you this direct, but it was definitely either from this woman or news about this woman. And this woman is around or was around the cards really don't indicate a person in the past, but this is very strange. There's a lot of face cards here, so it's almost like there isn't a difference between anyone that might be passed over and anybody that is here on this plane with you. There's no separation here in this read for me, and that's kind of unusual. Normally, there is a separation card on a set a married couple here, but there's people before that, which is this woman I just described, and there's people after this. So I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but this is all kind of running together on this timeline.
Okay.
But this woman that I just described, this woman was someone who, is around your, I want to say work, someone around your work and something that you really love and enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this news came from a person that you worked with about this woman, but this message about her or from her, this woman, it's around your work and something that you really love doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is a death card after this, but this kind of falls on it's an older, again, we're talking someone 60s or even older than that, but definitely 60s or more. And it looks like it's a married couple. Both of them were dark-haired and dark-eyed. And there's a married couple here, but it's like there was a death on the man. It's almost like a woman, his wife, had already passed.
Mm-hmm.
And there was news of this death of this dark-haired brunette man. This couple was someone that's close, but that is still, I don't know if it's a relative, but there's a heart. There's heart cards around all of these people in
oh.
here.
Heart. That's interesting because I think this is the message from my relative that just passed actually, and I was asking him what particular sign would be what he sends me, because like on my walks in the morning, you know, is it a feather?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a heart shaped rock? And so the fact that you said
mm-hmm.
a heart. Is really the answer to the question.
A heart right in the middle here.
Okay, good.
After this, there. This is actually, I want to say, an opportunity that is ahead. That's coming up. I don't know. Maybe heart. The heart is your sign. Maybe that if you're looking and that's what you've asked for, maybe that is your sign there. But that's a nine of hearts. Okay. Maybe the number nine is important also. It could be a time frame for you because it's right in between here, this married couple. But after this, there is an older man and woman. I want to say these are maybe a business partner. And after this is there's a change in business that's coming. And I think it's an opportunity from, I don't know if this is a married couple. The man is kind of medium sandy haired. He's definitely older. He has probably partially bald, partially gray. The woman is a brunette who's with him, whether that's his wife or business partner or both. It's an older couple. These two people are together, and with them comes a change in business. And this change comes with, there's money. But there's also, it's going to definitely cause a change. There'll be a reversal in your personal affairs because of this. And this is definitely in this plane. This is not in the past plane. This is in this plane coming into the future here. So that's what I have for you. But like I said, there's a lot of people here. So it's like
well, I think, I understand that because I'm a medium too. and they are always a lot of people around. So
yeah.
that's great. Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense to me. But so the heart is the sign. That was kind of my question to one specific person. Like, okay, let's get clear. So
okay.
I'm thinking.
Well, there you go.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Have a great night.
Mm-hmm.
You too, honey.
Digging deep into those heartstrings.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Let's move over
that was like
here. Yeah, that was a good read. I was like going, well, my little badger. He's like, dig in. All right, let's go to another caller here. Let me see in the chat room. We got some people in the chat.
Hello?
Hey, caller, welcome to the show. Hi, welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Hi there.
Hi.
Who's calling?
Yeah, I have a question about relationships, and I'm wondering if you see me moving forward, and I feel like I'm on the cusp of honestly meeting Mr. Right for me. It's never, in the last 6 months to a year, it's never been about looks or any of that frou-frou stuff, if you get what my drift. It's about the essence of who the person is, and, you know, love is about showing it. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Not about what they tell me. It's about showing it. And it's not about the flowers either. It's about caring, and because I'm nurturing myself. So whatever I'm asking for, I'm definitely, I feel like I'm that within myself. So just wondering if you see love for me coming.
What's your name, caller?
Oh, sorry. My name's Amla.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What is it?
Amla?
Amla.
Amla. Well, I'm going to go. She's dealing her deck over there. Just pulled a card for you, and I found it pretty interesting because it's about the butterfly. It's about transformation to get ready for big breakthroughs. But I don't think this card's about you. This card's about the person you're going to meet. This card is about the person who's going to be coming into your life. Isn't quite. They're in the process of transforming, in the process of changing certain aspects about how they see themselves and how they believe about the world sees them. That's why you can't see him. That's why you're not able to notice him, because right now he's kind of cocooning. He's going through his thing. And eventually when he pulls out of that space and out of that energy, he's going to have to go through some processing a little bit. This is something that's not going to happen like immediately, but you know, in this spiritual world that we're in, things do happen pretty quick. But as he's transforming, as he's becoming the butterfly from the caterpillar he was, he's going to be a very beautiful butterfly, and in breaking through that cocoon and coming out and, you know, seeing the world for the first time. But here's the thing that I'm feeling and energetically picking up is once he comes out of that cocoon, he's going to feel like the world's going to be very different. It's going to be very, he's going to see through different color, you know, glasses, different types of eyes than what he did before. He's going to notice you, but not notice you right away. Not because he doesn't like you or doesn't find you attractive or whatever. It's because he's transformed from the space that he was in before. So all is new and all is available, all is ready to, you know, take part in. Eventually, as he's growing, he's drying his wings, he will notice you and you will notice each other. The thing is to be patient and to be open and to just allow things happen very organically. Sometimes we rush things, and it's going to be on your part, too, to also be in, to engage this person a little bit, because this person is not that they're not motivated. It's just sometimes they just have to be reminded that, you know what, there's a lot to see. There's a lot to explore. This person will need somebody who's a little bit fun, outgoing. This person's going to be a little bit serious at the beginning because he's processing, taking all these things in.
Sure.
So there's a lot of play involved here. There's a lot of energetic play involved. So your part is to not necessarily entertain. But your part is to, you know, show him what the world is like and what the beauty that's out there, the things that you know, sometimes we overlook because we're too busy looking the other way. Once his wings are dry.
Yes.
So this guy's coming. Okay, this guy's coming. I don't have any particular, you know, look what he looks like. But I know that this person is at some point going to be, we'll see you. So when they do see you, don't be surprised and don't be shocked. Or, you know, don't get thrown off because you've never, he's not the average person that you would usually date, I guess, is the best way to say it. It's going to be a little different, a little bit different than what you're used to. And you're going to be kind of surprised too in the process. And that's what I have for you. Go ahead.
So I'm going to say, is it, so it's not somebody I know. That's just a little question. It's somebody completely new.
Well, I can't really say that. Whatever this person is doing, they're going through a transformation. It could be somebody you know. It could be somebody that you know that's just going through the transformation. It could be someone completely different. You know, universe is very funny and very comedic, and it's, you know, it has a sense of humor. Just when we think we want something a certain way, we end up getting something another way, and then, you know, and we're okay with that.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Thank you.
Well, I have something interesting for you.
Okay.
and I have a description of a few people, not just one. The first person is a brunette man, and the cards indicate that he's probably a year or two younger than you, if he has not already been in your home, he will be very soon. And if you don't know a man of this description, he's a brunette, definitely dark-haired. Probably, he could be dark-eyed, but I don't think so. I think his eyes are probably green or maybe hazel, but kind of look brown. There might be some hazel in there. But like I said, he's probably a year or two younger than you. Not that age really matters. But he is indicated as being in your home. And this is someone I think there's been, if there hasn't been, there's going to be, I'll put it to you like this. A show of affection, gifts like flowers, like you mentioned earlier. There's actually a show of small gifts like or pleasantries. Someone showing affection in this type of a way, but literally by giving you gifts. This is not the person for you, and the reason why is there's another woman in this picture, and this woman she's dark haired, dark eyed. This other woman, there is another woman in this picture, and you're going to know about this woman also. She's either going to contact you or someone you know. But word will get back to you about this woman. I kind of think that she might contact you. So you might want to get prepared for that. It's very important that you're not surprised, okay?
Yeah.
When this happens, that you handle it with dignity and let it roll. Because the reason that this happens, okay, this woman might say some very harsh things. The cards indicate that it's like this woman will either contact or make a threatening, arguing type of threatening gestures.
Okay.
Don't initiate into that. Don't fall into that. Do not feed any of that at all. And the reason why is the better man is coming after this happens. There's a better man, and this man is older. This man is, he's neither light nor dark. I don't know why that's, but he's neither light nor dark. And he is definitely older than you, and
okay.
this man wears a uniform.
Okay.
He whether it's his occupation, whether he's a police officer or he, if he doesn't wear a uniform, he's an officer of the law. He could be an attorney. He could be a policeman. He could be an attorney. He could be someone in the court system, someone that works, you know, that has some type of authority, but he's an older man. And this man is who is the, this is the one that's coming. This is
okay.
This is the one that I see. This is what's in here for you.
Adriana, do you see it happening this year with this
I definitely think all of this is going to transpire. I'd say at least within 5-6 months that this stuff. Yeah, I definitely would see. I don't see this as taking a year, so at all.
Okay.
But keep in mind what I told you about this woman.
Yeah,
she's got a threatening behavior.
I don't really feed into that. I've been through too many drama stuff. You learn, you live, and you learn, and it's such low frequency. Forget it. You know.
Well, good.
There's no point. There's absolutely no point. Yeah, it's lower frequency. Don't engage.
Well,
next.
He's not going to tell you about her, so you keep that in mind also, the younger guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Thank you for calling.
So much. Thank you.
Thank
Love
you, honey.
You. Thank. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right. You too.
Okay. Bye.
That was awesome. All right, I think this is what I think it is. Hello?
Interesting.
Hello.
Mark the Rabbit Hole.
Broadcasting live from the fog of Neptune comes a rascally rabbit, exploring the unknown, traveling the astrological landscape, visiting secret worlds, dispelling the English language. So put on your bunny ears and hop down the rabbit hole with your host, Mark Matheny.
Is our buddy
Hello.
Mark here?
What's
Hello.
Happening? Hello.
We want to introduce you professionally there.
One of my many intro themes.
Mark?
What's happening?
Everybody, this is Mark Matheny is our best friend, our astrologer friend, and he has his own show, Mark the Rabbit Hole. So we want to bring him on and have him share a little bit about these retrogrades that hit my computer before the show started.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give you the
floor,
man.
I know 3 of the 5 of us had car problems right after Mercury went retrograde as well.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yes, we did.
Raising my hand. I'm raising my hand.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
So explain Mercury retrograde and what other planets are retro right now?
Okay. So most of the planets all the planets, the sun and moon are luminaries and not planets, but all the other planets will go retrograde, most of them once a year. Mercury goes retrograde 3 to 4 times a year. Venus goes retrograde every 18 months. All the other planets go retrograde for a period every year. So when a planet goes retrograde, it means it is changing directions. It's not actually going backwards in the sky. It's just it's slowing down, and the speed of the Earth is now surpassing the orbiting speed of the planet. That's the physical part of it. So when any planet is retrograde, the normal functions of that planet act up. And the reason it acts up, because it's telling us to slow down a little bit. It wants us to dot our I's and cross our T's Mercury retrograde is the most famous one that everyone talks about, but all the planets will go retrograde. And so Mercury retrograde often has to do with like electronical devices and mechanical things and stuff like that. But the message is just to like kind of slow down, make sure you are communicating with yourself, make sure you're communicating with others exactly what you mean, because we just tend to get going in a circle and going faster and faster, and we end up having mistakes or errors or miscommunications and whatnot. So just the point of things don't have to break during Mercury retrograde. They just do because it's telling us to slow down a little bit. So, everything doesn't have to be a total cluster during this time, but it's just to slow down, make sure you're being clear on your communications and that you're completely thinking things through. Mm-hmm. Now, we also have Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto are all retrograde right now. We had four planetary stations last this is still April. We had four planetary stations this month. So the station is when the planet changes direction. And it's like an oscillating fan. When it's moving normally, the air, its energy is kind of splayed, about the room. But when you put it on the stationary position, then that energy is more focused and direct. You get the air from the fan blowing directly on you because it's not oscillating back and forth. So whenever a planet stations for roughly a week on either side, maybe a little bit more, the energies, the rulerships of that planet are more powerful and more intense. So,
and they're blowing right on you.
Right. That energy, that whatever planet is stationing for that 2 week period, that's the ruler. That's the dude that's in charge.
Okay.
So the big one that has happened, Mercury retrograde gets thrown around as it's the sexy term that everybody kind of knows. Right. So
what?
And that rules the mechanical and computer. I've had all kinds of computer issues too, and Mercury rules that stuff. Now, actually, the big dude right now is Pluto. Pluto just stationed last Thursday. Pluto is death, rebirth, transformation. The Pluto station is the most powerful one, and it overshadows everything else.
Really?
So, yes. So, starting last Wednesday night, I've had nothing but deaths on my Facebook feed. people and animals. I've had 2 days. You get to have a bunch of Facebook friends. You're going to see where somebody's relative or something dies once in a while. But
right.
I've seen like 15 in the last like 4 days.
Wow.
I've had 2 days. I've seen four people have passed away, plus some animals.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Pluto is death, rebirth, and transformation, and also this is about change and getting to the bottom of things and transforming. I know a lot of people are going through heavy stuff, digging through the muck, if you will, sorting out. Things that are going on, maybe problems that have lasted a long time. Now's a time where you can make big breakthroughs. It's just difficult to move forward in a lot of areas with all these retrogrades, since we have four retrogrades right now. Mercury goes direct on May 3rd. Jupiter will go direct on June 9th. Saturn goes direct on August 25th. Pluto goes direct on September 28th.
That's a long
Jupiter
time.
Jupiter has to do with finances. So You can look for June 9th for maybe money to start flowing a little better after that. So the big deal for this year is the late part of August. Saturn is going to go direct on August 25th. On August 21st, there is an eclipse. There is a total solar eclipse. It will be seen, and I don't have all the dates in front of me, but it will be seen across the U.S. for... Yes. And okay, yeah, go back and read the texts I sent you a few weeks ago, and with that, that might make more sense looking at. That's why I asked you what happened in those other years. So whenever a path you can lay the astrological chart across a map, it's called mapping or astrocartography. And usually stuff happens where the line of this eclipse goes, and it goes right through the middle of the USA. Like you can't go book a vacation in Tennessee for this summer, for that period in August. It's been booked up for like 3 years, everything. Because that's going to be one of the points where you can completely see the eclipse. Now, the other thing that's happening is this eclipse is at the very end degrees of Leo, so it goes right on Donald Trump's ascendant and right on his Mars. Also, this eclipse hits very hard in the chart for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what can we look
but anything that is going on now will be magnified times 10 in late August.
Huh.
All right. Well,
wow.
I guess we can't. No positive thinking will help us in this, really.
Well, no. I mean, it's you can always.
So how do you make use of this in particular retrograde or eclipse? The retrograde and the eclipse. How do you make use of that to your benefit?
Well,
I mean,
but
there's grounding techniques.
And you got 1 minute to say it because that's about what we have left. So,
okay, it's all inward focus stuff. So you hash out. You make sure that A, you're communicating properly. You tighten up your finances, Jupiter and Saturn. You make
mm-hmm.
sure that you work on structuring things, how it will work for you. Again, it's also Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, about weeding out old things from the past that no longer are useful or no longer service. So it's kind of about you're doing an inner tightening of the nuts and bolts.
Cleaning out your closet.
Right, right.
All right.
All right. Mark, we want to really thank you for popping in here for this short notice. We'll get you on a little more.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
My buddy. Thank you. All right, thanks.
Okay, take care.
Love
you too.
Mark, time to return to the ship.
Right.
Very good.
All right, we got about 10 seconds left. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank you, Adriana, especially for being on and with the new format between you and I. And I guess we're going to run out of time. So peace and love. Much love to you. And I'll see you guys soon.
Have a great week. Good to be here.
Bye-bye. Good to be here.
Bye.